today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for today is standing firm in Islam. Today, Friday, is the 5th of the month of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran and we choose a verse to listen to. That is verse 136 of chapter Nisa from the Holy Quran. We'll listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu aminu billahi wa rasulihi wal kitabilladhi nazzala ala rasulihi. والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا.
O you who have believed, believe in Allah and His Messenger and the book that He sent down upon His Messenger and the scripture which He sent down before. And whoever disbelieves in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, and the last day has certainly gone far astray.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The meaning of the verse may be such, O you who have faith, go a step further or be firm in your faith forever. A believer should elevate himself to a higher degree of faith every day, since there are degrees in faith. However, disbelief in some heavenly books and some prophets is the same as disbelief in all.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran.
Remember, we're speaking about standing firm on the path of Allah. It is necessary to stand firm in following one's principles. A person wrote to Imam Muhammad al-Jawad, peace be upon them, alayhi salam, saying, "My father is an enemy of Ahlul Bayt, and I face a lot of distress and difficulties from him. Would you please pray to Allah for me? What do you think I should do? Shall I confront him about this or tolerate it from him?" In his reply, the Imam, after mentioning the name of Allah, said, I understood your letter and what you mentioned about the case of your father. I shall not stop praying to Allah for you, inshallah, to tolerate and indulge your father is better for you than confronting him. Surely with difficulty there is ease. Be patient, for the end is for the God-conscious ones. May Allah make you firm on the guardianship of those whose guardianship you have undertaken. We are all the trust of Allah, who does not thwart His trust. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with how to remain steadfast in the right path. At the same time, we find that in some connections, we have received some pieces of advice, moral advice from the infallible imams. It's indicated in historical accounts that once someone wrote a letter to the ninth infallible Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, and indicated that his father used to abuse the Ahl al-Bayt. Then Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam indicated it to him in his reply that he should consider some points. One of them was that he should respect his father, although his father wasn't on the side of the Ahl al-Bayt, but he, as the son of his father, was expected to remain very respectful toward his father because it was his father. And this, I mean, son-father relationship should be observed. Another one is that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam wrote to him, and in his advice, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam indicated a piece of, made reference to a Quranic verse, Inna ma'al usri yusra. Certainly, of the hardship comes comfort. And then Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam mentioned to him that he should be patient. Then Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam indicated another point, and it's Fasbir inna al-aqibata lil-muttaqin. Be patient because the good fortune comes for the pious people. And from this we understand that, these instances of steadfastness make sense very much in the case of the pious people and the true religious believers. Thank you very much.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
In this part of today's special, we'll look at the means of steadfastness in Islam. One of them is understanding the reality of falsehood and not being misled by it. Allah, the Almighty, tell us in chapter 3 of the Holy Quran, verse 196, "Let not the free disposal and affluence of the disbelievers throughout the land deceive you." This offers reassurance to the believers and helps them to stand firm. Allah also tell us in the Holy Quran, chapter 13, verse 17, "Then as for the foam, it passes away as is come upon the banks." Again, that was in chapter 13, verse 17. This is a lesson for those who have intelligence not to fear falsehood or to submit to it.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
Under this title, Qualities of a Believer, we open another page. Indeed, these are the successful ones. That is the title of this part, and of course, one of the qualities of a believer. Success is not in having a paying job or all the good things of life. True success is finding yourself as an inhabitant of paradise. The believers are those whom God has promised the supreme paradise. In the Holy Quran, chapter 57, that is chapter Al-Hadid, verse 12, Allah the Almighty says, "On the day you shall see the believing men and the believing women, their light running forward before them and by their right hands, glad tidings for you this day, gardens under which rivers flow. In paradise, to dwell therein forever. Truly, this is the great success."
When Allah tells us, Jannah, ask for Jannah, yearn for Jannah, how do we ask for Jannah? Do good deeds, help other people. So the point of the constant reminder of Jannah and to ask for Jannah and to strive for Jannah, to aspire for Jannah, is to do good deeds. Allah wants us to be good people. He wants us to help other individuals. He wants us to be kind, noble individuals. He knows we're selfish and He knows we're lazy. And unless He promises Jannah for the good deeds, human beings won't do those good deeds. A lot of times, Allah says, "Sari'u, rush towards Jannah," meaning rush towards doing good deeds. Go and help the poor. Go and help the orphans. Go and contribute towards good causes. Help other people. Any person that needs help, help them. Sari'u, rush towards doing good deeds. He wants us to be encouraged to do good deeds. If not for the deed itself, at least for the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. Insha'Allah, that we have the blessings of Jannah. That Allah Azza wa Jal on the Day of Judgment writes me amongst the people of Jannah. And that is the greatest ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I will enter Jannah on the Day of Judgment. Ask for Al-Jannah and work for Al-Jannah, because Jannah is to be earned. We can't just ask for it and that's it. We have to work and earn Jannah.
Brothers and sisters, that was all for this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, in which we discussed about standing firm in Islam and means of steadfastness in Islam. Inshallah, we continue this on the next episode. Till then, Allah bless all of you and believe you in Allah's protection.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.